Parker Place Retirement Community is proud to present Neighbors in the Nest, an informative program on 99 The Wave with and about residents at Parker Place, as well as important and interesting senior citizen topics for all those listening. Let's go now to Parker Place in Parkersburg and your host of Neighbors in the Nest, Dean Tankery.
We continue the conversation Dean is having with David Mansheim, an attorney, on Power of Attorney.
Let me ask you this. What actually happens when someone loses the ability to make decisions and nothing's in place? That kind of segues into what you were just talking about there.
Well, if the family can agree, they can get by for a while. If it's going to go on very long, or if the family can't agree, they're going to have to go to court and have a conservatorship established.
Mm.
There's a conservatorship over the body. That is, well, are we going to put him in a nursing home? Who's going to do that, or who pays that? And a conservatorship over the money, the estate. Mm. Okay. So there's two things involved there, and having this thought out ahead of time might save lawyer's fees, a family fight, having to take it to a judge, a big delay, problems like that.
All good things that you want to spare your family from, it sounds like. What do people think a power of attorney does that isn't actually true?
Well, a lot of them think that they're giving up the keys to the kingdom. And like I say, you should have it revocable. Because if it's not, you really are giving away the keys to the kingdom. And I remember talking to one farmer, and he wanted to transfer everything to his son, because at that time there was 7 years before any transfer, before Medicaid could void the transfer and come after your money if you had to use Medicare or go in a nursing home. And I said, well, how much do you trust your son?
Sure.
Because you sign everything over to him today, and he might sell everything and move to Florida. I don't know. We have had elder abuse take place. I have seen it. I have dealt with it, where maybe somebody is the main heir, but before they die and things are theirs, they start acting like it's theirs, and they start dissipating or the estate, doing as they please without consulting anybody. So the executor of your estate, whom you name your will to implement it, is the one who then carries out your wishes in your will.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, this is where it does get a little dicey, but what makes someone a good choice for a power of attorney, and what makes someone a poor choice for a power of attorney?
If you have much of an estate, you certainly should. If you have very little, or if everything's in joint tenancy, like your house and your car, they all pass without a will. But if you have any business interests, if you have, let's say you're receiving money, you own 40 acres, 80 acres, 120 acres, and you're getting the rent off of it, well, who's going to renew the lease?
Mm.
All these things would be better served by having a power of attorney rather than your relatives having to go to court to have a conservator established.
Yeah.
So, you know, on a will, there's such a big exemption now. I think it's $10 million. Otherwise, it'll pass to your spouse. So above that, you really should have a will or a trust. The last person is going to get hit with estate tax.
Sure.
But there's ways to reduce that, too. It's called estate planning. That is an entire field of law.
Yeah. You know, kind of coming back to a point that you had made earlier, you had mentioned that someone, you could appoint a banker as your POA. It doesn't have to be a family member.
It does not. It could be your minister. It could be your best friend. could be your neighbor, whoever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost sounds like people who have business interest with you might be might even be a better decision to make to have them as your POA.
Unless their business interests are adverse to you.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, you kind of touched on this earlier, David, but how often do you see issues come up between family members when these decisions aren't clearly made ahead of time?
Oh, I've seen a number of fights. You know, they used to say that blood is thick, but I have found, in the most part, money is thicker than blood for a lot of families.
Yeah.
You know, it's really disheartening to see brothers and sisters, people from different sides of the family, the wife's family, whatever.
Yeah.
All mad at each other and, oh, I'm going to get a lawyer. You can't do this to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really heartbreaking when you think about it. It's that which held the family together is now really making it fall apart if you don't really plan properly.
That's right. And I've done wills I remember this one farmer. He did everything out of his pocket. And I don't think his wife knew anything about the farm. I mean, when he wanted to buy a $300,000 combine, he just did. And if the wife wanted a new couch, she had to plead for him for $300 to buy a couch. But they're used to dealing out of their pocket. And he thought that everything ought to go to his son because he wanted his son to continue on the farm. And the wife, I said, well, you have a daughter, too. What about her? Oh, well, she's married and she's gone. I said, well, you know, if you want to engender, if you want to cause a fight after you've gone, this is a good way to do it. Not treating kids equally. I mean, he can certainly have the farm, but he should pay her something for it.
Yeah.
Her half, and maybe a good price, but don't write a kid out of the will just because you want the son to inherit the farm.
Stay tuned for more about Power of Attorney in future episodes of Neighbor in the Nest with Dean Tankery speaking with attorney David Mansheim.
You've been listening to Neighbors in the Nest, a radio feature for seniors on 99 The Wave. Supported and produced by Parker Place Retirement Community. If you missed any of this week's show or would like to hear other past shows, please check out the podcast at radioonthego.com. Tune in again next Tuesday morning at 10:35 a.m. for another edition of Neighbors in the Nest from Parker Place in Parkersburg, a place that feels like home.